Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark Campbell of Mariel joining us right after this.
If you're involved in agriculture, the Tulsa Farm Show is a must-see event. Whether you raise row crops, small grain, forage, or livestock, the expanded exhibit area has all the latest equipment on display. Plus cattle chute demos, gentle horse training with Craig Cameron, and the exciting livestock handling skills competition for scholarship dollars. Visit our website at farmshowsusa.com for details on how to win great prizes. Admission and parking are all free, so you be sure to go. You'll have a great time.
Neighbors, it's the 31st Annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition, Saturday, December 1st, at the Durant Livestock Auction at high noon. Selling 80 hand-selected limousine and limb flex bulls, mostly black, polled, all fertility tested and trick negative. For information on the Oklahoma Select Bull Sale, call 580-597-3006 or go online at AmericanCattleServices.com. 31st Annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition, Saturday, December 1st, Durant, Oklahoma. Joining us today, Dr. Mark Campbell, Mariel, a veterinary field services veterinarian. He calls Pawnee, Oklahoma home. I want to talk with Dr. Campbell about BRD, bovine respiratory disease.
This year and last year, we're having to wean these calves earlier with maybe they haven't had the vaccinations they usually get on their mother because of the drought situation. Then they're drought stressed because they haven't received maybe the nutrients that they needed to on, you know, throughout the weaning period or even when they're on their mother. So we have seen more BRD or pneumonia this year and last year than we see in a normal year.
Tell me a little bit about Zactran. As far as I know, it's a fairly recent product.
It's got a convenient dose, 2 cc's per 110 pounds of body weight, and the good thing is quick acting and long lasting. Within 30 minutes of a subcutaneous dose, it's in the lungs working. Then it lasts for up to 10 days. It's exactly the right treatment for cattle.
So as they identify those animals that are starting to look sick, kind of coming off feed, that's the time to really utilize that Zactran.
Yes, Ron. That is the most important part about BRD is early treatment. A late treatment is you're already behind the eight ball, but that early treatment makes a big difference. And then use an antimicrobial that quick acting.
Mark, one other question in regards to, you know, when we have the drought, we had obviously a bad drought in 11, pretty significant drought in the Southern Plains in Oklahoma in 2012 as well. We're very dry this fall. How does that put extra stress on your animals, your beef cattle?
They're deficient in nutrients, and that's protein, minerals, vitamins, everything. And their immune system just doesn't work quite as well as it should. And then the dust. We're seeing a lot more pneumonia just because of the dust, whether it's calves on the cow or when you're weaning calves because they're balling, sucking in that dust all the time. Then if you put yourself at that calf's level when they're walking behind their mother, whether they're going to feed or going to water, all they're doing is breathing dust.
That's an irritant, right?
Yes, and they cannot get a fresh breath of air. And that does one of the main causes of BRD is dust.
Beyond the BRD treatment you've also got a product that folks are pretty familiar with as well, and that's the Eprinex.
Yes, it's a pour-on dewormer, and it's rain-fast, non-flammable, and kills more parasites than any other product out there, 39 species and stages of parasites.
Why or in what situations would a producer find Eprinex a good fit for them?
They could use it on cows, calves, really any situation. And we're really pushing strategic deworming this year. It instead of just haphazardly putting dewormer on your cattle when you have them up, there's certain times of the year that are better to use it than others. And that's depends on where you're at in the country. So you really need to talk to your local veterinarian about that. But
Dr. Mark Campbell of Mariel talking, of course, with us about a couple of things that are very important to our beef cattle herds, the ability to deal with BRD as well as deworming that is so critical to your beef cattle herds. Dr. Campbell, of course, is out of Pawnee, Oklahoma. That's your Beef Buzz, our electronic version. Have yourself a great day, everybody. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.